Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chief Justice Roy Moore of the Alabama Supreme Court has received an unjust decision from what is called the Court of the Judiciary that did not have the authority to remove him because they lacked the unanimous 9 votes to do so under the law. But what they did is effectively remove him anyway by suspending him for the rest of his term until January 2019 without pay. And the Chief Justice reaches the mandatory age of retirement for judges in Alabama. So effectively what they've done is removed him from the bench for the rest of his life. We're going to talk about it. Our guest is Chief Justice Roy Moore. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Chief Justice Moore.
Well, thank you, Mr. Sager, and appreciate being on your program.
Well, Chief Justice, it's been a pleasure to know you and Kayla and to work with you, and certainly we have known you for many, many years. In this particular case, for people who are not familiar with the matter, we want to focus on something specific and dig into what it is that you were charged with. And the Judicial Inquiry Commission received a complaint from the Southern Poverty Law Center regarding your January 2016 administrative order, issued several months ago at the beginning of this year, 4 pages, very easy to read, 17 paragraphs. And it is for that order that you have been now effectively removed for the rest of your life from the bench. Now, obviously, we're appealing this case to the Alabama Supreme Court. We'll talk about that at some point in the future. But tell us about what that administrative order says, and why did you actually write that 4-page administrative order?
I wrote that order because the Alabama Supreme Court had ruled in a case called API, and I believe which you had participated, that same-sex marriage was unconstitutional under the laws of the state of Alabama, under the Constitution, Marriage Sanctity of Marriage Amendment, and the Marriage Protection Act in Alabama. They said that was unconstitutional to have marriage between two persons of the same gender. They had issued injunctions in that case, and after Obergefell versus Hodges was decided by the United States Supreme Court, which did not address Alabama's law, they asked the parties to brief or write arguments, I should say, for clarity for people, as to what effect Obergefell would have on those existing injunctions. And when they decided, after they received the briefs, I think they became very leery of saying anything adverse to the United States Supreme Court, so they decided not to do anything and not to take any position. And, of course, that violates the canons. And I warned them in memoranda that I wrote to the court that they couldn't do that. That was against the canons, and they should take a vote. So I issued the administrative order simply telling the people of Alabama the status of the case and that the Supreme Court was deliberating.
And before we get to that contents of the order, let me just kind of recap. June 29, they asked the parties, 3 days after the Supreme Court decision, to brief, write arguments on the effect of the U.S. Supreme Court decision on the pending outstanding order from the Alabama Supreme Court that prohibited the probate judges across the state from participating or administering same-sex marriage. So the parties briefed that. They gave a deadline, July 6. So it was very quick. Everyone thought they were going to rule very quickly. You did not participate in those March 2015 orders that were at issue. And so months went by and nothing happened. And under your judicial canons, the courts have to issue a ruling within 6 months of the time that the case is ripe. So you count 6 months from July 6, and guess what day you get? You get January 6, 2016. Well, you had asked the court, and you can't force them. You have to urge them as Chief Justice, you need to vote. And in your memos, you said, it doesn't matter whether you vote this way or that way, just vote. You have to vote. You have a duty to vote. You cannot ignore your duty. People and probate judges who were under the order were asking for a decision, and no decision came. So on the actual 6 months to the day, where if you didn't have some ruling, you would have all the judges would have to report about why there was this delay, you issued the administrative order. So pick it up from that point.
Well, and what I told them was basically a status on the case to the probate judges, that until further decision by the Alabama Supreme Court, the order that they had given in those cases, that probate judges had a ministerial duty not to issue same-sex marriage licenses, was still in effect. And that's all the order said. I didn't tell anybody to violate any order. I just reminded them that the orders had been issued under United States Supreme Court law and Alabama law were still in effect and binding, and they had to be addressed by the court of first instance, which is the court that gave those orders, or higher court. And, of course, the Alabama Supreme Court had not addressed those as of that time.
And, in fact, in paragraph 10 of this 17-page, fairly short order, four pages, you specifically say, unequivocally, I am not at liberty to give guidance or direction to the probate judges. The matter is being deliberated by the Alabama Supreme Court, and they will make a decision at some point in the future. You did not say, you said, I don't know which way the court's going to go, but I can't give you guidance or direction. I'm just telling you, here's the status of the case. Everyone's wondering, what's going on? Where's the Alabama Supreme Court? No ruling from the court. And then you just said, listen, the orders are still outstanding. They're under review. They'll make a decision at some point in the future. That is the essence of your four-page order, and that is the focus of the charge, and that is the basis for removal from the bench.
Yeah, and the amazing thing, Matt, is how they get that I told the probate judges to violate a federal court order out of that is beyond belief, and it's certainly what it goes to show to me is that this court was not a court at all. This court was a ruling in the way that the Southern Poverty Law Center wants them to rule, and they violated the rules because of their animosity toward the previous stand, as I've stated, about same-sex marriage, and basically what the court of Alabama had said about same-sex marriage. So it's just because of who I am that they brought charges against me.
Well, and you testified under oath. You're the only testimony that was presented during the hearing. There's no other sworn testimony. There's no affidavits. The JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, did not bring any evidence of live testimony or deposition testimony or affidavit testimony. You're the only one who testified under oath. And in your testimony, you specifically said that you did not and would never order any probate judges or anyone to violate any state or federal court order or law.
Right.
And you say that, and that's unrebutted.
And, I mean, it's against my principles to tell somebody else not to obey court orders when our court issues orders. I mean, that's for the person to decide. And, you know, they can decide on their conscience whether to obey or not, and if, of course, they decide against not obeying it, they can suffer the consequences. But I would not tell anybody to disobey a federal court order, but I would tell them that there is an order which they must obey, which was in existence, and that was a stay order given by the Alabama Supreme Court. So I think that the Court of Judiciary simply ignored all the evidence, and they had none, as you point out. They had no witnesses, no testimony, no affidavits, and their burden was not met in this case. And also, I think that there's a jurisdictional problem, and I think I covered that in our briefs, that the Alabama Supreme Court has authority over my administrative orders.
Yeah, let's talk about that on our next Faith and Freedom program, because it's not the JIC, it's not the Court of the Judiciary that has authority over if they don't agree with any administrative order. It's the Alabama Supreme Court. And in this case, they didn't overrule it. They didn't modify it. They didn't express disagreement with it. We're going to continue to talk with Chief Justice Roy Moore, our special guest. I encourage you to pray for Chief Justice Moore in this case and his wife, Kayla. As you can imagine, this is a terrible situation for anyone to go through. It really reminds you of, and that's made me think more about someone who is charged with something that they know they are completely innocent of that charge. And that's exactly the case here. And injustice has been rampant in the Alabama system, and we need to stop that. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.